News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, the number of households behind on their energy bills has soared by 86,000 up to April this year, reaching a total of almost 300,000 households. That's according to figures obtained by the Irish Independent. We're joined now by the man with the story, Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Charlie, it's an extraordinary rise. Do we know what's behind it?
It is extraordinary. I suppose what's behind it is we have very expensive electricity in this country, Shane. 86,000 more people who are behind on their electricity bills. That brings the total to about 286,000. That's about one in eight households who are behind. And the average arrears figure is about €440. A quarter of gas customers, domestic gas customers, are behind, 175,000. Their average arrears just over €200. We have elevated electricity prices, Shane. I suppose that's one of the main reasons. People are being squeezed in terms of food and energy costs in particular.
We have energy credits in the budget. It was €250 energy credit last year.
We did, and the budgets before that as well, but the government has very much set its face against renewing those in the next budget. I mean, that was quite helpful to people. There were credits of €250 paid in two instalments in the last budget, which helps with the fact that we're paying on average about €250 more in this country for electricity than the average across the European Union. But, you know, there's a huge row about that. Sinn Féin has been hammering the government in the dole, saying we need another cost of living package in the budget. Yeah. The government is saying we can't afford it. It's too uncertain. Tariffs make things very uncertain. We can't have a giveaway budget. This is bound to rattle on. And the fact that so many people are in arrears, Shane, is going to, I suppose, strengthen the hand of those who are calling for more energy credits in the next budget.
Yeah. Because what's the penalty if you don't pay your arrears? Are you cut off?
Well, there are certain periods in the year when you're not cut off. You will eventually be cut off.
I mean, but is that a factor in the fact there's so high arrears? Do you think
it could be a factor?
There's nobody behind in their Sky Sports payments.
Yeah, you know, because I suppose it's a different setup. You can't switch. They will pursue you. They will come after you. But people do, particularly with gas bills, when gas usage is down in the summer, they tend to try and get on top of the bills then. And, so these figures move around. These are figures up to the 3 months up to April. They're long delayed being issued. But they're very reluctant to cut people off. It's a very kind of, it's a difficult thing to do.
No, I'm not saying
they encourage you to go pay as you go as well. If you're in difficulty, there's a red flag on your account, so you won't be able to switch to another provider. And, they'll come down heavily on you. But, there is a great reluctance to cut people off, and maybe that is a factor. There are always going to be, with anything, there's going to be a number of people who can pay but won't, it build up.
Yeah.
It's largely, from what I'm being told, it's largely people who are just struggling with bills, essentially.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor for the Irish Independent. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.